Lansing Police Chief Mike Yankowski describes America's viewpoint on marijuana as a cultural shift in recent years. In 29 of the 50 states, marijuana has been legalized for medical or recreational use. Yankowski says arrests in Lansing related to marijuana are way down, but not necessarily because of the presence of marijuana dispensaries.
We have seen 32% decrease in marijuana-related arrest and reports compared to a 64% increase in heroin alone. So the heroin issues are really significant. And when you talk about the number of people that are dying, it's staggering.
That staggering death rate associated with heroin and opiate use has Chief Yankowski looking to the Centers for Disease Control for information. The estimates he's hearing for last year have him deeply concerned.
The official results are not back yet from the CDC for 2016, but it's estimated that the number of people killed due to opiate heroin overdoses could be 60,000 plus. And you know how many people have died with marijuana? Zero.
The number of marijuana dispensaries in Lansing has ranged from around 40 to 70 over the last few years, and crimes haven't been a major problem in or near them. Still, there have been some crimes in the vicinity of Lansing dispensaries, including a homicide outside one of the businesses. While it's difficult to compare crime statistics for different types of businesses, Chief Yankowski says in general that there are as many as three times the number of crimes reported around convenience stores when compared to medical marijuana operations. Chief Yankowski adds that dispensary owners have shown a tremendous amount of compliance with the law.
A number of the dispensaries actually have a solid business plan, security, staying within the boundaries of who they're allowed to supply to and not supply to. But certainly, I would be naive to say that not everyone is withholding within that.
Michigan State Police Detective First Lieutenant Brian Balo takes a somewhat different view. He's the section commander for a task force overseeing drug enforcement teams in Lansing, along with Jackson, Lenawee, and Hillsdale counties. In his view, dispensaries are illegal operations.
The only way you can get marijuana legally right now is if you either grow your own in your own caregiver, or if you have a caregiver and you get it from your caregiver. So if you go into a dispensary and you're not getting marijuana from your caregiver, then it is illegal.
How do you explain these operations in Lansing then?
I can't explain them.
Balo says that legislation taking effect in December will create provisioning centers where customers will be able to purchase marijuana from someone other than their caregiver. In the meantime, he agrees that opiates are much more of an emphasis right now. Yankowski expresses frustration with the wait for state regulations or inspection requirements, calling it a glaring deficiency. And while waiting for clarity from the state, the Lansing City Council has struggled with writing a new marijuana ordinance. On Monday night, the council discussed the possible creation of a commission as part of a new medical marijuana ordinance. A public hearing on a new ordinance has not yet been scheduled. Marijuana continues to be an issue away from dispensaries, with plants grown in private homes and vacant houses. Officials respond to complaints related to traffic and odors. Lansing building inspectors report finding fire hazards related to dangerous levels of electricity or the burning of plants to produce hash oils in these structures. Chief Mike Yankowski concludes that while the opiate epidemic is getting more attention lately, marijuana violators are still on his radar.
Don't get me wrong. If there is significant criminal enterprises utilizing marijuana and selling marijuana, we will use our resources to hold them accountable.
Scott Pohl, WKAR News.